Why do we die? Why does death even exist? Science attempts to answer this question from a purely scientific point of view, whereas Christianity answers the question, but from a supernatural point of view. Yet it might surprise you to find out that when it comes to dying, science and the Bible actually agree. See, science believes that we die because over time, our cells degrade themselves, and this causes our body's organs to shut down, and that leads to death. Now, the Bible teaches the same thing, that we die because our bodies and all of creation are in the process of decaying. You see, science and the Bible actually agree that we're dying because we're decaying. What they don't agree on is what's causing our bodies to decay. You see, science believes that death is the result of the evolutionary process, or that which we call the circle of life. But the Bible teaches us that our bodies are dying because they've been infected by sin. The Apostle Paul wrote, "When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned." But the Apostle Paul also wrote, "But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespasses of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came through grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?" You see, the reason we die is because our bodies have been infected by sin. The problem is that science does not recognize sin as the cause of death. Science recognizes heart disease, cancer, and all sorts of infirmity. Science also recognizes crimes and accidents. But the Bible says that the reason we die is because all of creation has been infected by sin. You see, sin entered the world through one man. But to compound the problem, all man chose to sin. And sin brought decay, and that led to death for everyone. But thanks to God through Jesus, the cure to sin has been offered to all men. Having said this, the same way that everyone dies because they've chosen to sin, for everyone who chooses to accept the gift of salvation through Jesus, there is a cure from the penalty of sin. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die."